Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. I wanted to share with you some parts of an essay by Alyssa Rutherford Fortunati from 2011 on gentleworld.org. Gentle World is a vegan intentional community, and Angel Flynn kindly gave me permission to read articles from that website. And this one is called Three Reasons Not to Eat Honey. So I'll just share with you some things you may not be aware of about honey and about bees. Bees pollinate nearly 80% of all fruit, vegetable, and seed crops in the US. We may be able to spray noxious fertilizers and pesticides on plants to, quote, rid, end quote, ourselves of some problems and create new ones. But we have yet to create a chemical that can successfully pollinate large crops. Nonetheless, we have still created an agricultural system that is in danger of killing one of its strongest contributors in the pursuit of easy pollination and honey. Although there are numerous species of bees that pollinate flowers and crops, this job has been disproportionately taken over by farmed honeybees. We've been tricked into believing that honey is simply a byproduct of essential pollination provided by farmed honeybees. Did you know, though, that the honeybees' wild counterparts, such as bumblebees, carpenter, and digger bees, are much better pollinators? They are also less likely than farmed honeybees to be affected by mites and Africanized bees. The issue is that these native bees can hibernate for up to 11 months out of the year and do not live in large colonies. Thus, they do not produce massive amounts of honey. Enter a $157 million a year industry and three reasons you should stop eating honey today. While you may spread a heaping tablespoon of honey on your morning toast without thinking, creating each drop is no small feat. To make 1 pound of honey, a colony must visit over 2 million flowers, flying over 55,000 miles at up to 15 miles per hour to do so. During a bee's lifetime, she will only make approximately 1 teaspoon of honey, which is essential to the hive for times when nectar is scarce, such as during winter. At times, there may be excess in the hive, but this amount is difficult to determine, and large-scale beekeepers often remove all or most of it and replace it with sugar or corn syrup substitute. Can you imagine someone removing all the fruit juice from your house and replacing it with fruit-flavored soda? It may give you energy, but eventually it will probably make you sick. Another thing to think about while you sit by your beeswax candle and contemplate the lives of these little fellows is that bees must consume approximately 8 pounds of honey to produce each pound of wax. And the more we take from them, bee pollen, royal jelly, propolis, the harder these creatures must work and the more bees are needed, which isn't good news for the population that is dwindling. When you see a jar of honey, you may think of the sweet cartoon hives depicted in childhood stories such as Winnie the Pooh. But most hives are now confined to large boxes, a completely foreign shape to bees, that are jostled and shipped around the country to pollinate crops and produce honey. This is stressful and confusing to the bees' natural navigation systems. Along the way, bees are lost and killed, and may spread diseases from one infected hive to another. The practice of bee farming often limits the bee's diet to monoculture crops, introduces large amounts of pesticides into their system, and causes the farm bees to crowd out the native wild pollinators that may have been otherwise present. Beekeepers, even small-scale backyard beekeepers, will also kill the queen if they feel the hive is in danger of swarming, fleeing their file cabinet-shaped homes, or drones that they deem unnecessary to honey production. The drone's main function is to fertilize the queen when needed. Honey is meant as a health food for bees. The more we interfere with their natural processes, both by relying on farm bees as pollinators rather than other native wild bees, insects or animals, and to feed our desires for, quote, sweets, end quote, the closer we're coming to agricultural disaster. The question of what will happen if bees disappear may not be far from being answered. Over the past couple of years, stories about bees disappearing in colony collapse disorder, CCD, have been popping up in the New York Times, Star Tribune, Huffington Post, PBS, Discovery News, and more. If nothing else wakes us up, perhaps the fact that the disappearance of bees has become front page news will. Scientists are rushing to discover what's causing this problem before it's too late, and before we lose the important environmental link created by bees. Thus far, there are three main theories, or contributing factors. Pesticides. Pennsylvania State University published a study in 2010 that found, quote, unprecedented levels, end quote, of pesticides in honeybees and hives in the United States. If it's in the bees and hives, what do you think is in your honey? Some of these chemicals are killing bees. And guess what? The EPA knows about it. Quote, the EPA identifies two specific neonicotinoids, imidacloprid and clothianidin, as highly toxic to bees. Both chemicals cause symptoms in bees such as memory loss, navigation disruption, paralysis, and death. Both chemicals have been linked in dramatic honeybee deaths and subsequent suspensions of their use in France and Germany. Several European countries have already suspended them. Last year, Slovenia and Italy also suspended their use for what they consider a significant risk to honeybee productions. End quote. This is old news. This story came out in 2009. But has anything changed here? Not as far as I can tell. Then there's mites and viruses. With weakened immune systems, stress, inferior food sources, pesticides, etc., bees have become more susceptible to viruses, fungal infections, and mites. Many of these invasive bugs are spread as hives are moved around the country or transferred from country to country. While there are a number of treatments on the market for the mites, viruses, funguses, and other, quote, pests, end quote, that are attacking our colonies, none have solved the problem completely. These treatments can also introduce antibiotics, pesticides, and other chemicals into the hives in an event to prevent or heal infection. If these chemicals, often on strips, are not removed from the hive after they lose potency, they can in fact help the viruses or mites become resistant to treatment in the future. Cell phones. This is one of the newest theories on colony collapse disorder and may need further testing. According to a Swiss researcher who recently published a paper on the subject, the electromagnetic waves from mobile phones have a significant impact on the behavior of honeybees and could potentially be harming honeybees around the world. End quote. Quote, to test the relationship between honeybees and buzzing cell phones, he placed phones inside beehives and then monitored the bees' reaction. He found that in the presence of activity communicating cell phones, those not in standby mode, bees produce the sounds known as, quote, worker piping, end quote, which tends to indicate disturbance in a bee colony, end quote. Cell phones, pesticides, and viruses aside, commercial bee farming, whether organic, where bees' deaths are fewer but still occur, or conventional, does not provide bees with the opportunity to live out their normal life cycle. No matter how small the animal, farming is farming. Whether you choose to buy backyard honey or a large brand, eating honey and using other bee products encourages using bees for profit. Still have a hankering for honey? The next fact might change just that. The true story of honey production. There are other insect-produced substances such as shellac and products derived from parts of insects, cochineal or carmine, that may be used in foods, but these are not considered food in and of themselves. Some insects are also eaten as food, but honey remains the one product, quote, created by, end quote, insects, that is actually marketed as food. This is the true story of how this, quote, healthy sweetener, end quote, is produced. The bees search for a source of nectar. When they find a suitable flower, they dig in and swallow the nectar into their, quote, crop, end quote, which is like a stomach for honey. The bees then chew the regurgitated nectar, mixing it with saliva to add enzymes. Then they swallow it again. Then they regurgitate it again. This process is repeated many, many times. If we could see this process in action, would we really want to slather this substance on our toast? While some people may shrug and say, so what? The fact is that honey is a mix of regurgitated food and spit. Let me ask you this. Is there any other food that you would willingly eat that has been swallowed, vomited, mixed with spit, rechewed, swallowed, and then regurgitated again? I don't care how sweet it is or what the, quote, health benefits, end quote, are. One of my rules for life is, do not eat anything that came out of another animal's stomach. The lives of bees are complex. They feel pain, they dance to communicate, and they view the world through technicolor eyes. While they may not directly offer their help to us, we should be grateful for all they do willingly and ask no more. I hope that next time you see a bee, you will watch more closely and show your appreciation for their work by planting a flower-rich garden and leaving the honey, wax, and other bee products for those winged creatures that truly need them. Even the smallest of creatures deserves the right to live their lives free from being part of a production line. So that essay was Three Reasons Not to Eat Honey by gentleworld.org. And please read my disclaimer about external sites, individuals, social media sites, and so forth. I hope you listen to the other episodes about what's wrong with leather, what's wrong with silk, what's wrong with down, and so forth. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.